Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Biden says he has completely ruled out any plans for dropping out of the White House race, and his response to skeptics and the media.
You're wrong about 2020. You're wrong about 2022. We were going to get wiped out. Remember the red wave. You're wrong about 2023. He said all the tough races were going to, we won them all but two. So look, we'll see.
When asked why he thinks he's the best candidate to beat Donald Trump, Biden says because he has beaten him before and he has gotten more done than any president. Mike Quigley of Illinois is the latest congressional Democrat to call on the president to drop out of the race, telling MSNBC that to prevent utter catastrophe, Biden should let someone else do this. CBS's Scott McFarlane also reports.
CBS News has learned the powerful Senate Intelligence Committee chair, Mark Warner, is trying to assemble his fellow Democratic senators to ask the president to leave the race. And in a statement, Democratic Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey urged the president to listen to the American people and carefully evaluate whether he remains our best hope to defeat Donald Trump.
Former President Donald Trump is urging the judge in his Florida classified documents case to put it on hold. Loyola University Law School professor Lori Levinson.
It's no surprise that former President Trump is moving to dismiss the classified documents case down in Florida. He is going to argue that he has presidential immunity. But the problem is that many of the acts alleged in that indictment occurred after he left the White House.
At least 9 people are dead after Hurricane Beryl hit parts of the Caribbean. It passed over southern Mexico earlier today and is now churning through the Gulf of Mexico. CBS's Janet Shamlian is in South Texas.
Beryl slammed into Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula as a Category 2 hurricane Friday morning. Winds of up to 110 miles per hour hit tourist areas like Tulum. When Beryl passed over the Caribbean earlier this week, briefly, it was a Category 5, the earliest that's happened in the Atlantic on record. Jamaica dodged a direct hit, but the damage on the southern coast stretches for miles.
New Jersey's Wharton State Forest is the scene of a major wildfire fanned by high winds and hot, dry conditions. CBS News Philadelphia reporter Brandon Goldner is in Tabernacle.
Firefighters are working to confine the fire to essentially a large box by burning areas ahead of the fire to sap it of fuel. But firefighters say the terrain is challenging.
The fire is burning in a very rugged area of the Wharton State Forest. A lot of it is inaccessible to motorized vehicles or fire equipment.
Also at 106 degrees, today has been the hottest day on record in Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Get renter's insurance to protect the things that make your place a home, including coverage for theft or damage. Visit progressive.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a 3-game series tonight at Dodgers Stadium against a Dodgers team with a 6.5-game lead in the NL West. On the mound tonight for the Brewers, Aaron Civale, making his first start after being traded to Milwaukee by the Tampa Bay Rays earlier in the week. Another player to watch out for, Garrett Mitchell, who after spending a lot of time with the Brewers minor league team in Nashville, recovering from injuries, got in a couple of times this week in Colorado. Mitchell asked if he's ready now to be an everyday starter.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I got enough games, enough at bat. So I felt like I got to kind of touch upon everything that I wanted to while down there and just continue to build the confidence to get back here.
Another setback for Wisconsin Badgers volleyball player Sarah Franklin, test showing she suffered a small fracture and sprained ankle last weekend playing against the Dominican Republic. Franklin dealing with a blood clot a year ago at this time.
Quadrilateral space syndrome, it's basically an artery that goes around your arm and there's muscles that contract every time I hit.
She says she hopes to be ready when they get started in late August. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, scattered showers and storms, a low of 62. Nice on Saturday, partly sunny, a high of 73. Clear skies Saturday night, great night to get outdoors, lows in the mid-60s. For Sunday, partly sunny, 76. Slight chance of a storm on Sunday night.
Right now, 71 degrees.
Matt Nair. Care on Air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up in the show, we'll talk to the Humane Handling Institute about different ways to raise and slaughter our animals. Interesting discussion. Hope you'll join us.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock, Friday, TGIF, June 28th, 2024. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. Thanks once again to Brady Ewing for being with us last half hour. Wow, if you missed it, go back and listen to it on the podcast. And I don't care whether you like sports or not. What he said was inspirational at any genre that you are trying to be successful in life in.
Absolutely agree. It's, you know, sometimes people just know the right words to say.
Yeah. And that's based on life experience and having lived a little bit. And having gone through adversity. And having overcome adversity. So many thanks to Brady for being on the show today. Coming up at 1:30 or just after, Andrew Hahn, data journalist. This is equally as fantastic. Andrew's going to be in. He has a degree from, actually two, I believe, from UW-Madison, journalism and whatever the degree is in mapping. There's a degree in that. He has mapped out what makes Wisconsin great. I'm serious. This is great. You're not going to want to miss it. He has created maps. The story was in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this week. Maps about where all the Culvers are. Do you live within 10 minutes or 30 minutes of a Culver's in Wisconsin? Where are the Culver's deserts? The Quick Trip deserts? The Kohl's? All the great Wisconsin brands. Andrew's going to be in at the bottom of the hour to talk about that. Cannot wait. Want to get back to, because this is a hot topic, as they say on The View, the presidential debate last night where Joe Biden did not have his best performance. Pure and simple. Just the way it is. But all the pundits, not all, most of the pundits, and many of those in the Democratic Party are wringing their hands, wetting the bed, concerned because Joe Biden had a cold or the flu. I don't know what it was. He wasn't feeling well. We do this show 5 days a week. Guess what? Not all is award-winning. As a matter of fact, Mr. Sommers, I don't think any of them have won any awards yet.
So far.
But look, some days are better than others. It's just the way life is. But you can't judge one performance or an entire career on one performance. And so I'm urging Democrats to stop wetting the bed, wringing their hands, and be more like Al Davis, the great owner, former owner of the Oakland LA Raiders. Just win, baby. And be positive. Joe Biden just wrapped up a speech in North Carolina. It was a barn burner. We are going to bring you the comments in just a minute, but he's been very patient on the phone lines, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Gary from Sussex. Gary, thanks for holding on. What say you?
All right. I got a lot to say. Well, first of all,
go ahead.
I don't have one of my conservative Trump-loving MAGA friends that hate Joe Biden. We all like Uncle Joe, okay? The left, they love Uncle Joe, and they hate. I cannot see how half the country absolutely hates him, detests him, and then the other 90% of the people in this country think Uncle Joe is a nice guy. And I think he's a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
He is too old. It showed it last night. Now, Fox has been trying to tell people for a long time, showing these videos. See, if you don't watch Fox, you won't see it. They did not doctor these videos. You saw exactly what Fox has been putting on television for the last month. We all saw it last night. I mean, the guy is nice
but there,
guy.
I don't want to go down that road too far, Gary, but just, I mean, yes, last night is what it was. That's true. But I don't want to go, we've talked about it on the program before. There have been doctored videos on Fox and other places, but I don't want to get into that right now. What's your next point, please?
Okay. My next point is, you think that you guys are wet in the bed? I'm telling you, I wet the bed. Because I went out there and I talked to Mike and Dom last night before everything was going on. They're talking about this big party they're going to have. And I told those guys, both of them, that Biden's going to bomb tonight. Trump's going to look really good. The next day, they're going to go out there and they're going to have his head. And then they said, well, who's going to take his place?
Right.
Well, then Dom said, Kamala Harris? Well, she's next in line. And I said, no, her likability is below Trump and Biden. So it's not her. Well, who's going to be? And I said, I think it's going to be Gavin Newsom. I think that he's been working his way in, and what's going to happen is they're going to convince Uncle Joe to sit there and sit out, and they're going to make Gavin Newsom. And you know what they said last night? They said, you're nuts. Biden's going to hammer it. He's going to win. And I said,
I don't want to speak for anybody else. I don't want to speak for anybody else. I think that there were certain expectations last night for Joe Biden, and he missed that last night. We're going to play you some cuts here of Biden today. And Gary, I got a bunch of other callers I want to get to, and I would love to have you call back. So call back again, and we'll let you make more points. But I'm not shying away from the performance last night. But again, what was unsaid was that Biden wasn't feeling well. Number one, he was ill. Number two, there was almost no fact checking in real time on the multiple lies that Donald Trump had to say. Number three, if the Democrats or some people want to replace Joe Biden on the ticket, it's much more complicated. I agree with Gary that Kamala Harris is not the right person, according to poll numbers. But if you bypass the first black woman vice president, that's not a good optic look. Gavin Newsom's not the right answer because where you have to win is the Midwest. Gavin Newsom's not going to connect with people in Wisconsin and Michigan. I mean, the earlier caller saying that Gretchen Whitmer, if you're going to go that route, she's probably the one to do it. But it's very messy and complicated. And moreover, you don't need to replace Joe Biden. Why? Because he just wrapped up a speech in North Carolina. Mr. Zomers, here's the first thing you do. If you're a seasoned politician and you have your faculties, you admit what happened. You don't shy away from it. You tell the truth. Here was Joe Biden moments ago in North Carolina.
Close with this. I know I'm not a young man. State the obvious. Well, I know. As easy as I used to. I don't speak as smoothly as I used to. I don't debate as well as I used to. But I know what I do know. I know how to tell the truth. I know. I know.
I know right from wrong. And I know how to do this job. I know how to get things done. And I know, like millions of Americans know, when you get knocked down, you get back up.
Joe Biden from moments ago in North Carolina. We get as many of these as we can here. But first, I see everybody. The phone lines are lighting up. We're going to get to you in order. As Matt Flynn says, do not hang up. We see you on the lines. Ask everybody to keep it brief. Let's go quickly to Mark from the SAC. Mark, keep it brief. You could please go ahead.
Yeah, I was there last night at the Barrymore watching it, and I was a little disappointed in Joe's performance, but I saw him as being tired, and now I hear that he was sick. But Donald Trump, I don't know how many times he told the truth, but once perhaps he told the truth, he is a consistent liar. I mean, that, and the big thing is that, you know, it's you, thou shalt not bear false witness, period. It doesn't say you can twist the truth, and because if you twist the truth, you're telling a lie. Mm-hmm. And it's all Trump did is he's a consummate liar, and he's an adjudicated rapist, and that and now a 34 count convicted felon, that, and just hammer that home. And if Eileen Cannon was doing things honestly down in Florida, we'd actually hear the case of how Trump mishandled important classified information and,
right,
and more than likely sold stuff to other parties. It has damaged the United States of America.
Appreciate the call, Mark. Thank you so much. Trying to get to everybody, 855-752-4842. Keep it brief. Let's go to Wisco Paul. Wisco, go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, Todd. Biden started off kind of shaky. I was all thought the Barrymore. But then as the debate went on, it got better. What the Democrats need to focus on is not Joe Biden. It's what Trump said last night. I mean,
agreed.
He never said anything of substance, and Mark's correct, it was all about lies, and heaven help us if Trump would ever become president. So I'm not down for changing now. I think Biden had a good day today, and he got better as the debate went on, and at least he leaned into his age. Not what he has to do.
Right.
So thank you, Doc.
Yep. Thank you, Wisco. Great call. 855-752-4842. Up next, Zach, listening in Green Bay on the Talk of Green Bay. We appreciate your listenership. Zach, if you can keep it brief, go ahead.
Thank you. What we need to keep in mind is that the only people who count in this discussion are the 50 to 100,000 people who are so poorly informed they don't know the difference between Trump and Biden. In today's level of knowledge among the American people, image counts as much or more than facts. Last night, the first 20 minutes of the debate, Biden looked like he wandered out of an Alzheimer's unit, and he's got to be replaced, period.
With who?
Anybody. In fact, in my opinion, the only two Democrats who could possibly lose to Donald Trump are Biden and Harris.
I disagree.
Any other prominent
Gavin Newsom will get his ass wiped on the floor. Gavin Newsom will absolutely lose because he can't connect with people in the Midwest. But thanks for the call, Zach. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Charles in Milwaukee. Charles, thanks for listening to WAUK. Go ahead.
Hey, Todd, I am right there with you. Please stop all the bedwetting. They need to. People have to start looking at the things that this administration has gotten done for the American people and all American people, not just the Democratic side. And I'm not sure what Gary was talking about. I'm not sure if Donald Trump answered one question last night that he was asked.
Yeah, no, I agree, Charles. Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. I mean, I appreciate people who are frustrated, but you have to think in realistic terms, not platitudes. Joe Biden can win this, and you better get behind him and help. If it makes his own decision and steps down, that's one thing. But Biden can win. We're going to bring you more cuts on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is not over on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I am Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me on this day after the 4th. I hope everybody had a very safe holiday. We put out kind of a funny message. I hope everybody got to see that. It's on the Nightlight Facebook page. Feel free to give us a like while you're there, or a follow, or bake a casserole. Bring that by. We'll demolish that. Maybe some bundt cake as a chaser. And I hope you're having a great weekend wherever you are in Wisconsin. Our state does the 4th of July right. And I don't know. This is just a great place to be. Wisconsin in the summertime is great. The 4th of July is also great. We know how to do it right. Are you a fireworks guy?
I used to be.
Yeah.
Now it's just like, yeah. I don't. I've seen them.
I think I said that the other day. Like, it's just so strange. Because my friend posted something on Facebook that said, go ahead and record the fireworks presentation on your little iPhone, but it's something you will never watch again. And I've done that. I've put, oh, these are beautiful. Put the iPhone, and then you look at it on your iPhone, it looks like nothing. Yeah. So it's just a waste of storage space. So, all right, this is the day, July 5th, 1989, one of the greatest sitcoms, arguably the greatest sitcom, certainly on network television, dropped in 1989. I'm talking about, of course, Seinfeld. So we thought we would, you know, select a few clips to play to help you with your post 4th of July depression. And let's do that now, Conrad. Let's do these pretzels. This is Kramer after he got a role in a Woody Allen film.
Say, I turn to him and I go, boy, these pretzels are making me thirsty.
Is that how you're going to say it?
No, I'm working on it.
Do it like this. These pretzels are making me thirsty.
Oh, these pretzels are making me thirsty. No, see, that's no good. See, you don't know how to act.
These pretzels are making me thirsty. Oh, that was no good?
I didn't say anything.
All right, I'm going to go break up with Owen.
What was wrong with that? I had a different interpretation. Do you know anything about this pretzel guy? Maybe he's been in the bar a really long time and he's really depressed because he has no job and no woman and he's parking cars for a living. All right, shut up! Shut up! I hear you! I'm coming down! These pretzels are making me thirsty!
Yeah! That's George Costanza. It was great. He took over parking cars for the guy who had to go on vacation because Jerry's car got stolen. I think George felt obligated. I'm pretty sure that's the same. Sometimes I get my Seinfeld episodes confused because there's multiple episodes where he rents a car or goes to the airport. But that one is one of my favorites, where Kramer got a role in the Woody Allen film and he cracked up Woody Allen. And then at the end, he got fired ultimately because he caused Kramer type commotion, which involved a lot of slapstick comedy. What else we have? We have, this is one of my favorites too. This is where Elaine let Kramer take a picture of her for her Christmas card. And he gave her a baggy shirt to wear that didn't quite cover all the real estate.
Look at what we have here. A Christmas card from Lainey. Thank you. Well, you didn't have to go to that trouble.
Trouble. My assistant did the whole thing.
I didn't even see the picture. How did it come out?
Well, you know, it's a picture.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Looks good. Kramer did a good job.
Yeah, well, I mean, how hard is it to take a picture?
Hmm.
What?
Did you look at this picture carefully?
Carefully?
Because I'm not sure, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I see a nipple. Here, take a look. What is this?
Oh my God! That's my nipple!
That's what I found.
That's my nipple! My nipple's exposed! I sent this card to hundreds of people! My parents, my boss! Min and Papa!
Didn't you look at the picture?
Oh God, I didn't notice! Oh, what am I gonna do? You know, your whole life you go through painstaking efforts to hide your nipple, and then boom, suddenly hundreds of people get their
Have you seen the card?
What card?
My Christmas card.
Oh, yeah, of course, I took it.
Well, did you notice anything unusual about it?
No.
Well, come here and take a look.
Yeah, so?
So, what's that?
That's a nipple.
Right. Oh, great. Didn't you see that?
No, I didn't notice it.
It's because you made me wear that stupid shirt.
Well, maybe no one noticed it. You didn't notice it. Let me go get Newman. We'll see if he sees it.
No, I don't want him looking.
Oh, what's the difference? Everybody else you know has it.
Oh, my God. I sent one to the super in my building, my mailman, my 10-year-old little nephew, Sister Mary Catherine, Father Chelios. Oh, my God, Fred. I sent one to Fred.
Okay, what is it?
Here. Take a look at this card. Tell me if you notice anything unusual about it.
Yeah, your nipple's showing.
Oh. Okay, thanks.
Anything else?
No.
All right, see you later.
What? So what? It's a nipple. It's a little brown circular protuberance. It's a big deal. Yeah, everybody's got to look. I got them.
It's like Larry David knows exactly when to spring a word from his vernacular. Like, I remember the first time I heard that, and I heard the word protuberance. I hadn't heard that word in like 20 years, and I lost it. It's good stuff. We have another one. Do we have time for another one?
Yeah, the cleaning lady clip.
This is the cleaning lady clip. This is George getting fired for having sex with the cleaning woman.
Yeah, right to the point. It's come to my attention that you and the cleaning woman have engaged in sexual intercourse on the desk in your office. Is that correct? Who said that? She did. Was that wrong? Should I not have done that? I tell you, I gotta plead ignorance on this thing, because if anyone had said anything to me at all when I first started here that sort of thing was frowned upon... You know, because I've worked in a lot of offices, and I tell you, people do that all the time. You're fired. Well, you didn't have to say it like that. I want you out of here by the end of the day. What about the whole Christmas spirit thing? Any flexibility there?
Nah.
George Costanza, an American hero. All right, coming up next, my old buddy Greg Schwemm. Can you stay awake during movies? If not, you're not alone. We'll talk about some of Greg's articles. He writes for his blog, The Humor Hotel, at Tribune Media Services, and he is coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Shaw WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
The celebration of Independence Day, the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776, has a rich history in Wisconsin, too. The holiday commemorates the freedom from British rule for 13 colonies. Is Wisconsin one of those original colonies? The answer coming up. Ringing cowbells and dancing, residents in Watertown understood the importance of July 4th and held one of the earliest Independence Day celebrations in 1840. Captain Nicholas brought news of Independence Day when he docked at the end of Pearl Street in La Crosse and hosted a celebration in 1846. So now does the 1776 Declaration of Independence from British rule include Wisconsin? No. Documents show Wisconsin was part of British territory, but so far to the west at that time, there's no impact. Wisconsin instead pushed forward to become a state in 1848. A slice of your 4th of July Wisconsin history. I'm Terry Barr.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A word of caution against binge drinking.
Binge drinking is a significant preventable cause of death in the U.S. Monica Minsberg is a substance use intervention coordinator with Aspirus Wausau Hospital.
Binge drinking is having 4 or more drinks in a 2 to 3 hour setting for men and 3 or more drinks for women in the same time period.
Minsberg says set a personal limit, stay hydrated, eat well, offer non-alcoholic drinks if you're hosting, plan transportation in advance, and if you've been drinking, please let someone else handle the fireworks. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
State troopers will be watching drivers from buses and large trucks in an upcoming campaign. Wisconsin is averaging 7,000 crashes a year over the last 5 years involving large commercial trucks. 70 people died. That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal, genuinely, of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, scattered showers and storms, a low of 62. Nice on Saturday, partly sunny, a high of 73. Clear skies Saturday night, great night to get outdoors, lows in the mid-60s. For Sunday, partly sunny, 76. Slight chance of a storm on Sunday night.
Currently, 69 degrees.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to be here this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightline with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who's had a paper route for 25 years but never collected, Pete Schwabba.
So we got a text from another text from Chris Alfheim from the 715. Chris says, it's cool. This is in relation to my rant about anger a few minutes ago. Chris says, it's cool to be a bully. Ask the former president. That's kind of vague, Chris. Right, Conrad? I mean, there's so many former presidents.
George Washington.
He could be a real bully, that guy. Jimmy Carter. I mean, let's not rule out. You've got your whole Adams family. I need clarification on that, Chris. But yes, it is. Some people think it's cool to be a bully. My next guest most certainly is not a bully. He's a good guy. He's a gentleman. He presents himself well. He's very funny. He's a guy I used to do stand-up comedy with. We weren't a team, but we shared several stages throughout the years. And he now is a syndicated columnist, and he is a frequent flyer here at Nightlight, and it's great to have him back. Greg Schwemm. Greg, how are you?
Hey, Pete, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Are you in a hotel room?
No, I'm not in a hotel room. I'm actually at a friend of mine's house.
We
barbecued, and I thought, well, I would come in here and do this. Is that okay?
That's absolutely fine. I saw the back. I thought that's either it just looks like kind of a swanky couch now. So just disregard whatever I say.
I will let her know.
Okay.
I will let her know that you called her couch swanky.
I've never owned a swanky couch personally.
You'll like that.
But I like it. How are you, Greg?
I don't think I have either. We're comedians don't own anything swanky.
No. And they're used to staying in,
don't you think?
Comedy condos where nothing is swanky, where it's just kind of, there's a film over the furniture and it's terrible.
What was the worst, you can probably remember, what was the worst one? What city was the worst one you ever stayed in?
Wow. That's Lansing, Michigan. Did you ever stay there?
Lansing, Michigan, huh? I never worked Lansing. So no,
it was in a bad neighborhood. And it was,
right.
When you were there, you felt like, I really know that bad things have happened here in this space before it was a comedy condo.
And when you walk in and you immediately know that, you know, you have to think about it.
It's terrible. But Greg also, I don't know if you worked Milwaukee. That was one of my favorite clubs to work, the Comedy Cafe, but where they put you up.
Yes.
Just looked like they shot a ton of porno films there in the 70s or something. And you just had this kind of skankiness in the air. I don't know. It was weird.
It's where I discovered my first Papasan chair. Remember those things? Those big round things on a wicker. And it was like on a swivel. And I just remember sitting in that going, I have to get one of these. It's so comfortable, you know?
That's hilarious. What's your worst, where have you stayed that was the worst?
Oh God. I think worst neighborhood was Nashville. Zanies in Nashville.
Okay.
Was probably the worst neighborhood Nashville's nice, but not this area. And probably the worst condo I ever stayed in was, I think, St. Petersburg Beach, Florida.
Oh, wow.
It was just disgusting. They had like one fork, you know, one knife, you know, that was your meal. It was nice to be working in Florida in the middle of January, but
yeah.
At what price to my mental health, Pete?
You know, I'll say, now that you mentioned Florida, that remember the Comedy Corner? That's where Larry the Cable Guy, Dan Whitney, got me in there. And I worked there and I met Colleen. To this day, I love Colleen. But that condo was right next door to the club. That was not a great condo either, but it was okay. It was just nice to be in Florida.
No, it wasn't. And also not a great area either. I hate to say it, but that area of West Palm had its challenges.
Why?
There was nothing around there to walk to.
Right, right. Except the intercoastal, you could like walk down there and see the manatee. That was kind of, for a Midwest kid, that was kind of cool. But yeah, other than that, why was...
yeah, you can't eat them. You no. can't eat a manatee for lunch.
That's true. Well, you could, but there are probably repercussions. So,
that was a great club, though. That's where I got my start.
I remember that, yeah. So why was Nashville so bad? Just because there was so much country music, or was it unsafe?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Oh, I can't repeat jokes. It wasn't a great joke to begin with, but if I repeat it, I'll just look foolish. I said, why was the Nashville neighborhood so bad? Was there just a lot of country music, or was it unsafe? And that was...
Oh, yeah. I don't know. It was just not a great part of town. I mean, every city's got its...
Yeah.
Every city's got its bad locations.
Dicey, you know, areas, yeah.
It just happened to be one of them.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Not
well,
a bad room, but anyway, you had to get to it. So
we've both moved on from stand-up comedy. You still do it periodically. I still do it occasionally. But you're doing great things with your column. I just love your column. It's a great way for you to be funny and probably do stuff you can't do on stage or be more subtle or whatever. I just love reading it. So let's talk about your most,
well, thank you.
You're welcome. Let's talk about your most recent column. I have it here. It's the, Stumbling My Way Off the Presidential Ballot. And it's great, Greg, because you talk about how,
yes,
these candidates have to be perfect. You know, if they can't recall a word right away, oh, they're senile. And you're like, I've been doing that since my 30s. You know, sometimes we just forget a word. Elaborate on that a little bit, because it's so funny.
Yes. Well, yeah. I mean, this is what it's come down to. I mean, I think these guys are, and we'll probably get a sense of this tonight at the debate. Everybody, you know, they'll be calling out each other's unfit for, you know, their unfitness, if you will, for the office. And I just get so tired. And I think everybody's getting very tired of just listening to, oh, you know, he stumbled on the, you know, he tripped on a curb. You can't trip on a curb and be president. You know, right. You can't, if you can't walk, I said in the column, I go, if I can't balance myself, how am I supposed to balance the budget? Right. And if I can't remember where my car is, how am I supposed to remember where troops are? Right. And they actually make it seem like this is what it's going to be. No matter who you vote for, no matter who you like in this, they're both being accused of being unfit for the office because they can't grasp a word, or they can't, or maybe, you know, in a foreign country, when they're out on a foreign stage, they don't remember what side to get off on. So somebody's got to say, no, it's that way. I still have trouble getting out of my house sometimes because I can't remember where the door is. So I'm not as old as these guys. But like you said, you know, I mean, me looking for my phone is a daily occurrence.
Yeah.
Tonight, I can never find, I only have a 740 square foot condo and I still can't find my phone on a daily basis.
I had you had a great point in that article where you were like, I can't find my glasses. Oh, they're on my head. I had something happened to me last week regarding my readers. I went and I had something in my eye and I went to splash it out and I splashed the water onto I forgot to take my readers off to splash my eye out with that pollen in it or something. And so I'm just splashing water at my glasses. Other times I've had a pair of glasses and I'm not kidding, Greg, my kids tease me. I had one pair hanging from my shirt, another pair on my head, and I was wearing a pair. Cause I keep a lot of pair around just so I have them to access. So they're accessible. And I mean, I'm not elderly. I think I'm still pretty sharp, but it's just stupid things we do, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So hopefully, you know, tonight at the debate, there'll be something other than, you know, you forgot a word and you, you know, you didn't know where you were for a little bit, hopefully, but I don't know if that's going to happen. We'll see.
Absolutely. Are you, in addition to the unrealistic, you also wrote an article. I love this about the Rolling Stones too. First of all, how was that show? You saw them in Atlanta.
Yeah, I did. And they're in Chicago tonight. As a matter of fact, they're doing two shows. So they'll be taking the stage in about an hour and a half. I it's interesting. I had never ever seen the Stones before. But I thought it was one of those, they're one of those bands where you're like, if you get an opportunity, you should go, because you don't want the next time to be, ladies and gentlemen, the Rolling Stone, because I right. think that's coming soon.
Yeah, right. So, or it'll just be like the drummer
Mick, out the right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once that happened, once Charlie Watts died, you're like, okay. But I was fascinated by, these guys are 80 and still selling out football stadiums, first of all, which I think is incredible. And I was just so taken by how much fun they looked like they were having.
Yeah.
At that age, not so much that Mick Jagger can still run up and down a catwalk at his age.
Yeah.
Which is incredible in itself.
Unbelievable.
But I think just the fact that these guys have been together for 60 years. I mean, their band, their band was formed the year I was born, 1962.
Wow.
That's when they were formed. So they've been together for 61 years, and they still have, they've played those songs thousands of times, and they still look like they're having a great time. And I don't think it's an act. I think they genuinely are enjoying being out there. And I just think, you have to look at that and think that's what it's all about. They certainly don't need the money. But they love what they do. And if people want to come see them, good for them. I just thought it was really, I walked away from the show feeling that way. Like, man, I just, not only did I see one of the greatest rock and roll bands that's ever lived, but I just saw three guys that are just really doing what they love. And
yeah,
realize that who knows how long they're going to be able to keep doing it. So let's go out and do it, and let's do it really well.
It's crazy to me, Greg, that like you just mentioned, they were together for 61 years. You've got U2, who's played for decades. Springsteen and his E Street Band. That in and of itself, forget about greatness. Just being with those people for that long and creatively collaborating is a miracle. Is that one or two of them haven't gone, you know what? I'm just going to sit on my porch and drink whiskey. What am I doing? I hate hotels. I don't want to travel. I'm 80 years old. It's amazing that they do this.
Exactly.
So that's so cool.
It is. And they could all be doing that. I saw Springsteen last year too. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we were at the same show.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
And there's a guy that's still giving it his all for 3 hours a night. It's incredible.
Yeah. And Willie Nelson, I know, was in Madison, Wisconsin here about 3 weeks ago, and he played for an hour, but he's like 92, I think. And I'm like, that's another one. I haven't seen him, and I just want to go see him just to see him.
Once you hit your 90s.
Yeah. No one's going to complain how long you play for.
Yeah. But once you hit your 90s, I think you're entitled.
Yeah. Greg, what?
I remember though, when Sinatra came to like Taste of Chicago, he played for an hour and people were pissed.
And if it was still Taste of Chicago, he would have probably been in his 50s, maybe.
I don't know. Maybe it was. I don't know if it was. It was back in like the early 80s. I remember, because I think I was in college.
Still though, he should
probably in his 70s, late 70s, maybe.
Yeah, but an hour is still pretty weak. I mean, he's a crooner. He's not bopping around and doing what Mick Jagger does and Springsteen and those guys. So that's I would expect more from the chairman of the board.
Yeah.
All right. Greg Schwemm is my guest. You can check his work out. Tribune Content Agency. Look for his column is called Humor Hotel. It's great stuff. We're going to talk more about his articles next. I'm going to ask Greg about oldies and cheese. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
In the midnight moonlight hour, she's walking along that lonely mile, and every time I do, I keep seeing this picture of you. Here comes my baby. Baby, here she comes now. Walking with the love, with the love that's all so fine. Never to be mine, no matter how I try. You'll never walk alone.
Civic Media.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Tom Allball Show.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday on Up North News Radio, we'll discuss the latest Republican power grab and the reasons to vote in August against two constitutional referendums.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that? Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There you go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming.